What do you think about being here helping these guys raise money?
Well, this is obviously one of the favorite things to do each year. And, you know, over the years, when you start to think about the amount of money that the foundation has raised and been able to donate for the various causes and things that are near to our heart here in Houston, it's significant. So appreciative always of our players to come out and do this, and just a fun day.
Pretty impressive. You've been just with the progress Tom has made during his time here and getting himself to this position as a starter.
The progress that he's made.
Yeah, just as a player, just learning the system. And
well, Tommy's smart. Tommy, he's got all the ingredients that are necessary to play quarterback at our level. He's intelligent. He works hard. He's got the athletic ability. And the opportunities that he's had, he's done well with them. And it's just a function of having, you know, the opportunity to be there consistently. And I think he will continue to get better. I think he's got all of those traits. And I think the more he plays, the more experience that he gains, the better he'll be.
Rick, y'all had some success with undrafted players. How did you think you guys did, at least on the outside looking in at this point, with the crop you were able to bring in after the draft?
I'll tell you about it better next week, Mark. I like our process. I think we've honed that process. I think, you know, Brian Gain and Chris Olsen, you know, and John Carr, those guys organized that process. And John has his scouts, you know, with the coaches early on in that process. And so I think that communication, along with a lot of recruiting and a lot of, you know, specific information as to what we're doing, what we need. Those guys communicate well, and I think we do a good job of that.
Brian is a candidate for the Bills GM job. Just your thoughts on Brian and kind of what he's done to get himself ready to this point to be considered that way.
Well, he's had a few interviews previously, and so he's recognized across the league, so I'm hopeful for him.
Maybe the better question on that is, how important is that part of the process, the bringing in the group of undrafted players after the draft?
Well, how important is
it? Yeah, to your overall, the overall looking for quality, looking for players, that kind of thing.
Well, we've had some success in that part of the process in terms of signing players that have come in and contributed to our football team. It's how you round your roster out, so it's a very important part of the process. And so, yeah, it is, and we've had some success. So hopefully this group that we come in, and we've got guys, Mark, that will be in next weekend that we did not sign the contracts. And so oftentimes, you will even see some of the guys that come in on a tryout basis earn the right to have a contract. And so you'll see a little bit of roster movement, you know, in those cases as well.
When the rookies are on the field, what are you looking for specifically from them?
Well, you're looking for a multitude of things, John. I think you look for athletically, first of all, you know, are they what you thought they were athletically? And then you are evaluating how they are, you know, taking in all the information and, you know, and how they're working and, you know, how they react to the situations and the stresses of all the things that are demanded on them. And so, you know, you're looking at all those things. You're trying to see how they process information, how good a shape they're in, all those things that give you an idea of what the young man might be when, you know, when he's a veteran.
What about Watson specifically?
There's nothing different about that. That's exactly what we look for in all the players.
Rick, there was a report that you shot down with Stephen A. Smith regarding Jay Cutler, saying there was conversations the organization didn't return their phone calls. Can you provide some clarity on that? Were there any preliminary discussions that just didn't go anywhere?
Well, first of all, two things with respect to that. The first of which is I don't categorize negotiations or conversations that I have with agents typically publicly at all. So I won't do that. But what I will tell you is, I was a little surprised by that comment that reporter made, because it wasn't accurate. And Bus Cook is a friend of mine and obviously represents Jay. And I was in Denver when we drafted Jay, so I've got a relationship with Jay. So obviously, you know, we respect him and respect Bus enough that we would not return a phone call. So I don't know where that came from. And obviously Jay's decided what he's doing, and we moved on. So I'd leave it at that.
Was there a point at somewhere between, you know, the owners' meetings and the draft that you guys decided we're probably just going to end up drafting a guy as opposed to making any other free agent?
I wouldn't characterize it that way at all, no.
In terms of drafting, just a year ago you guys drafted two young receivers, Will Fuller and Braxton Miller. Just what are your hopes for them this year as they continue to develop?
Yeah, it's a difficult position to play in our league. There's a lot of learning. There's a lot of physical demands on that position, and so you like to think, in most of these positions, I would say, Aaron, is that the expectation and the progression from a career, there's exponential growth expected from year one to year two, and in a lot of respects, it's just because they know pro football a little bit better. There are so many things that are on these players when they show up and things that they have to learn. The rhythm of the season is different. The rhythm of the week is different. The demands are different. The coverage is, you know, everything is just, it's different and it's heightened. And so, you know, to the degree that a guy can come in and process all that stuff and play with some success his rookie year, you know, it's good. But then that next year is where you tend to see the biggest jump.
Rick, you mentioned in your pre-draft press conference that the process of finding players that fit your coach's system has evolved, especially in his 4 years. You've taken two quarterbacks since Bill has been here. What has evolved about that evaluation process for quarterbacks?
Well, I don't know that's any different than any other position. It's evolved in the sense that it's a fluid process. We are always tweaking and looking at, you know, whether it's what Bill will ask them to do in the scheme and then within each position group, or whether it's a little bit of a tweak with what Mike Vrabel is going to ask him to do relative to what Romeo asked him to do. And so we're constantly communicating because we need to know that from a scouting perspective so that we are identifying the right players. And I think that ongoing communication is important to the continued success.